奉主耶稣圣名，在这里跟大家来查考主耶稣的道理。
In Jesus Christ, I study the truth with everyone.
我们请大家先翻开路加福音第九章。
Let's first turn to Luke chapter 9.
路加福音第九章，请看五十一节。
Luke chapter 9, verse 51.
五十一节，耶稣被接上升的日子将到，他就定意向耶路撒冷去。
51, as the time approached for him to be taken up to heaven, Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem.
路加福音在记载主耶稣在地上的一生。
And the book of Luke records the life of the Lord Jesus on earth.
从他的出生到他的成长，以及他的工作，最后他走向各个他，为我们人类的罪钉在十字架上。
And from his birth to his growth, to his work, in the end, he was taken up to Golgotha to be nailed on the cross for us.
路加福音九章五十一节就是主耶稣他整个生命的转捩点。
And Luke chapter 9 verse 51 is a turning point of the Lord Jesus' life.
在之前，他在加利利一带传福音。
And before this, he was preaching the gospel in Galilee.
当他知道他的时间接近的时候，他定义向耶路撒冷去。
And when he knew that the time was approaching for him, he resolutely set out for Jerusalem.
那这里我们中文说定义向耶路撒冷，其实就是主耶稣他把他的脸转向耶路撒冷，而且非常坚定的要往这个目标前进。
And resolutely setting out for Jerusalem means that the Lord Jesus turned his face toward Jerusalem and determined to go there.
所以从这个时候开始，主耶稣他整个目标就是要进入耶路撒冷，去完成天父所交托给他的这个重大的使命。
And so from this point forward, the Lord Jesus, his goal was to go to Jerusalem and complete the salvation the Lord has planned for us.
圣经这样的描述，其实在表明主耶稣基督对我们人的爱。
And the description in the Bible shows the love of the Lord Jesus for us.
因为当他进耶路撒冷的时候，他知道等着他的是被羞辱，被逮捕，然后被定罪，要被钉十字架。
Because he knew what was waiting for him in Jerusalem is embarrassment, humiliation, and to be arrested and to die on the cross.
他明明知道他前面的路是非常艰难，他所要承受的是一般世人所没办法承受的重担。
And he knew that the path before him is very difficult and something that cannot be borne by normal people.
但是他又非常坚定的，他所有的目标就是要往这个地方去，然后要完成这么一件工作。
And but he was very determined to go to this place and to complete this work.
这也是他来到人间所有的目的。
And this is the purpose of him coming into this world.
那所以主耶稣基督他整个一生，我们在现在在读路加福音的时候，我们如果仔细去思想，我们就看到什么叫做神的爱。
And so if you look at the life of the Lord Jesus in the book of Luke and think about it, then you understand what is the Lord's love.
因为圣经特别说，主耶稣基督就是神的爱，是神在我们人间显明什么叫做他爱他所创造的人。
And the Lord Jesus is what the Bible has said. It is God's love, and this is how God shows that God loves the people of the world.
主耶稣他在婴孩的时候，他父母亲把他带到圣殿去献祭。
And when the Lord Jesus was a child, his parents brought him to the temples to worship.
那时候这个义人西面呢，他看到这个婴孩的时候。
And when the righteous man Simeon saw this infant.
我们看路加福音第二章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 2.
第三十四节。
Verse 34.
他当时候就预言主耶稣基督将来要发生什么事情。
And at that time, he prophesied what would happen to the Lord Jesus.
三十四节，西面给他们祝福，又对孩子的母亲玛利亚说：“这孩子被立是要叫以色列中许多人跌倒，许多人兴起，又要做毁谤的画饼，叫许多人心里的意念显露出来，你自己的心也要被刀刺透。”
34. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother.This child is destined to cause falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too.
最后一段说，玛利亚的心要被刀刺透。
And the latter part of this verse says that Mary's heart will be pierced by a sword.
也就是说，其实已经预告他将来要亲眼看到他所爱的这个儿子将来要遭遇的事情。
And he was prophesying that she will see what will happen to her beloved son.
那所以这里说主耶稣他是神成为人，他被神所立起来的。
And so here it says that the Lord Jesus is God becoming man, and he was established by God.
很多人会因为他跌倒。
And many people will fall because of him.
不认识他的人就认为说他是一个特异独行的人，他不遵守律法。
And those who do not know him would say that he is a person of his own ways and he does not follow the law.
但是认识他的被神被天父所指示的人就要了解主耶稣基督他是有多么慈爱，他有多宝贵。
But those who know him would know that how precious he is and how loving he is.
很多人要因着耶稣而生命改变。
And many people, their life would be changed because of the Lord Jesus.
那主耶稣说他也要作为毁谤的话柄。
And here it says that he will also be spoken against.
也就是说，很多人要找他麻烦。
And it means that many people will try to seek harm to him.
很多人要因为他所讲的话来攻击他。
And many people will attack him because of the words he spoke.
那是因为他们不了解他所讲的话的意义在哪里。
Because they do not understand the meaning of his words.
然后他要叫许多人的心里的意念显露出来。
And he will allow the thoughts of many to be revealed.
表示说他所讲的话要让人真的可以看到他自己的心，然后让人可以自我反省。
And that is his words will allow people to examine their own hearts and to understand themselves.
他的话语是非常有力，而且是很有功效的。
And his words are very powerful and effective.
因为他所讲的话是从神来的，是神的话语。
Because his words are God's words and comes from God.
然后他说你自己的心要被刀刺透。
And then it says that a sword will pierce your own soul too.
也就是说玛利亚她要看到主耶稣基督怎么被钉十字架。
And that is that Mary will see how the Lord Jesus will be nailed on the cross.
她怎么样，这整个过程是 作为母亲的她没有办法承受的。
And something that a mother cannot bear.
但是她就要眼睁睁的看着她所爱的被钉上去。
But she will see her beloved son being nailed on the cross.
那路加福音她就开始记载主耶稣他怎么样成长，他在成长的过程里面特别说神跟人喜爱他的心一起增长。
And the book of Luke continues to record how the Lord Jesus grew and how he grew in favor of God and man.
神的恩在他身上。
And the blessing of the Lord was upon him.
到他三十岁的时候他就开始出去传福音。
And when he was 30 he began to go out to preach gospel.
然后他就在他的家乡开始，然后在加利利一带开始传神国临到了。
And then around Galilee, around his hometown, he started to preach that the kingdom of heaven is coming.
他行神迹，他医治病人。
And he performed miracles and healed the sick.
他把那个巫鬼赶出去，让人重新得到正常，让人可以真的过一般人应该有的生活。
And he cast out demons so that the man can live a normal life.
他的能力是超越一般人所能够想象的。
And his powers are beyond what we can imagine.
因为他的连他的门徒都没法了解，连风跟海都要听他的话。
And even his disciples cannot understand how the wind and the ocean will listen to him.
到了第九章的地方，主耶稣他知道他要被接的日子到以后，他就一直要赶着往耶路撒冷去。
And in chapter 9, when the Lord Jesus knew that the day was coming, he set his sights toward Jerusalem.
那他这个心情。他要做的工作其实他已经先跟他的门徒先讲了。
And his thoughts and the work that he's about to do, he's already told his disciples.
他之前在第九章的第二十二节，
In chapter 9 verse 22,
这是第一次主耶稣跟他的门徒预告他所要遭遇的事情。
And this is the first time the Lord Jesus told his disciples what he's about to do.
人子必须受许多的苦，被长老、祭司长和文士弃绝，并且被杀，第三日复活。
And the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by elders, chief priests, and teachers of the law. And he must be killed and on the third day be raised to life.
但其实那个时候门徒他们不知道主耶稣讲的是什么话。
And at that time the disciples didn't understand what he was saying.
我们看第九章的第四十四节。
Let's read chapter 9 verse 44.
你们要把这些话存在耳中，因为人子将要被交在人手里了。
And listen carefully to what I'm about to tell you. The Son of Man is going to be betrayed into the hands of men.
45节
Verse 45.
他们不明白这话，意思乃是隐藏的，叫他们不能明白，他们也不敢问这话的意思。
But they did not understand what this meant. It was hidden from them so that they did not grasp it, and they were afraid to ask him about it.
当时候门徒跟着主耶稣基督，他不知道主耶稣在讲这句话到底在讲什么。
At that time, the disciples were following the Lord Jesus, but they did not understand what he was saying.
主耶稣已经是他说人子要被交在人手里了。
And the Lord Jesus has already told them the Son of Man will be given to the hands of men.
其实在讲主耶稣他要为我们牺牲。
And that is to tell us that the Lord Jesus will be sacrificed for us.
可是那时候门徒他们做什么呢？
But at that time, what did the disciples do?
第四十六节说，
In verse 46,
门徒中间就起了议论，谁将为大？
And an argument in 46, an argument started among the disciples to which of them would be the greatest.
他们那时候在想说谁是当老大？
At that time, they were thinking who would be the greatest.
他不了解说，主耶稣说人子要受苦，要被弃绝、被杀、被害，到底是什么？他们还在想，谁是？这个十二个里面的带头的。
And they did not understand what the Lord Jesus meant by the Son of Man would be suffering and be killed, but they were arguing who is the greatest among the 12.
也就是说，主所要做的工作，他的爱，其实在当时候连门徒都没办法体会。
And that is to say, the Lord Jesus, his love and the work he's about to do was not even understood by his disciples.
我们现在再看过去路加福音第十一章。
And let's continue to read Luke chapter 11.
第十一章的第三三十节
，Luke chapter 11 verse 30。
约拿怎样为尼尼微人成了神迹，人子也要照样为这个世代的人成了神迹。
Verse 30. For as Jonah was assigned to the Ninevites, so also will the Son of Man be to this generation.
主耶稣在第二十九节说，这个世代是一个邪恶的世代。
In verse 29, the Lord Jesus said this is a wicked generation.
因为人他不知道神的旨意。
Because men do not know the will of God,
也不知道自己的罪
and they do not know their own sins.
所以当时候他们把主耶稣当作一个会行神迹的人，可以表演一些神迹给他们看的。
And so at that time they thought the Lord Jesus was one who can perform miracle, and he was merely a performer.
但主耶稣这里已经预告说，人子要为这个世代成为神迹。
And here it says the Son of Man will be given to this generation as a miracle.
也就是说，像约拿一样，在鱼肚腹里面三日三夜之后，他被吐出来。他又重新活过来。
And just as Jonah, who was swallowed by the fish, for 3 days and three nights, and then he was spit up again.
然后在马太福音特别强调，主耶稣基督也一样，要像约拿三日三夜在地里面之后，他要复活。
And in Matthew also says that the Lord Jesus will be like Jonah, who will resurrect from the dead, after 3 days.
主耶稣基督要成为这个世代的人的一个神迹，一个记号。
And he will be a sign for this generation.
那个记号就是他是生命的主。
And the sign is that he is the Lord of life.
可是他又这么样的爱人，要愿意甘愿为人牺牲。
But he also loved men so much that he was willing to die for us.
那当时候门徒其实听了主耶稣这样讲，他们也似懂非懂。
And at that time when the disciples heard this, they did not really understand.
那可是他们跟着主耶稣后面呢、啊，主耶稣一直要往耶路撒冷去。
And they were following the Lord Jesus, and the Lord Jesus was heading towards Jerusalem.
他当时候，主耶稣这样说。
And at that time, the Lord Jesus said.
第十二章，路加福音十二章。
In Luke chapter 12.
第十二章的第五十节。
Chapter 12, verse 50.
我有当受的洗，还没有成就，我是何等的迫切呢？
But I have the baptism to undergo, and how distressed I am until it is completed.
我有当受的洗，还没有成就，就是他即将要去面对这个像火焰一般的那个试炼，就是这个十字架的苦行。
And he has the baptism to undergo, and that means that he has a fiery trial that he is about to go under, and that is the trial of the cross.
主耶稣基督他的这个福音要为人带来一个生命的改变。
And the gospel of the Lord Jesus will bring about a change in people's lives.
那他本身一定要把自己献上去。
But he himself must first sacrifice himself.
因为这是神的旨意。
Because this is the will of God.
这是人类的罪唯一可以被赦免的机会。
And this is the only opportunity where the sin of man can be forgiven.
所以他说他要受的洗还没有成就，他的心是何等迫切。
And it says that he has a baptism to undergo and how distressed he is that until it is completed.
这是为什么主耶稣他一直要前往耶路撒冷去。
And this is why the Lord Jesus set his sights towards Jerusalem.
因为按照 旧约圣经的预言。
Because according to the prophecies of the Old Testament,
先知他说不能够在耶路撒冷之外受害。
And the prophet says that he cannot be harmed outside of Jerusalem.
我们现在如果看第十三章。
As we read chapter 13.
路加福音第十三章。
Luke chapter 13.
第三十一节。
Verse 31.
正当那时，有几个法利赛人来对耶稣说：“离开这里去吧，因为希律想要杀你。”
31. At that time, some Pharisees came to Jesus and said to him, "Leave this place and go somewhere else. Herod wants to kill you."
那个时候，主耶稣可能人在约旦河东，就是比利亚那个地方。
And the Lord Jesus is probably at the east of the Jordan River.
哦，那主耶稣三十二节说：“你们去告诉那个狐狸说，今天、明天。”我赶鬼治病，第三天我的事就要成就。
In verse 32, he replied, "Go tell that fox, I will drive out demons and heal people today and tomorrow, and on the third day I will reach my goal."
那个狐狸指的就是希律王。
And this fox is referring to Herod.
因为希律王他是一个很狡猾的人。
Because Herod is a cunning person.
他是犹豫不定，他很想要听神的道，可是他又没办法下定决心，他又没办法真的按照神的旨意来生活。
And he wants to listen to the words of the Lord, but he is not determined to live the life of the Lord.
第三十三节
verse 33.
虽然这样，今天、明天、后天，我必须前行，因为先知在耶路撒冷之外丧命是不能的。
In any case, I must keep going today and tomorrow and the next day, for surely no prophet can die outside Jerusalem.
主耶稣知道进耶路撒冷去就是要被害。
And the Lord Jesus knew that if he entered Jerusalem, he would be harmed.
在那里，他即将丧命。
And over there, he will lose his life.
可是他就一直要去。
But he is determined to go.
他一路上一直跟他的门徒预告。
And on the way, he keeps telling and previewing this to his disciples.
这是即将要发生的事情。
This is what is about to happen.
我们看第十八章。
Let's read chapter 18.
第十八章。
Chapter 18.
第三十一节。
Verse 31.
这已经是第三次主耶稣跟他门徒这样讲了。
This is the third time the Lord Jesus said this to his disciples.
耶稣带着十二个门徒对他们说：“看哪，我们上耶路撒冷去，先知所写的一切事都要成就在人子身上。”
And Jesus took the 12 aside and told them, "We are going up to Jerusalem, and everything that is written by the prophets about the Son of Man will be fulfilled."
32节。
32.
他将要被交给外邦人，他们要戏弄他，要凌辱他，要吐唾沫在他脸上。
And he will be handed over to the Gentiles. They will mock him, insult him, spit on him, flog him, and kill him.
第三十三节说，并要鞭打他，杀害他。第三日，他要复活。
In 33, on the third day, he will rise again.
三十四节，这些事门徒一样也不懂得，意思乃是隐藏的，他们不晓得所说的是什么。
In 34, the disciples did not understand any of this. Its meaning was hidden from them, and they did not know what he was talking about.
一直在强调门徒当时不了解。
And here again, emphasize that the disciples did not understand.
因为他们想说跟着主耶稣进耶路撒冷城，哇，这是一个大军的京城，应该是很荣耀、很风光的。
And they felt that entering Jerusalem with the Lord Jesus, this is a glorious city.
他们知道主耶稣是很有权柄的，很有能力的。
And they knew that the Lord Jesus has great power.
他都可以叫风跟海平静。
And he could calm the winds and the waves.
对主耶稣来说，没有一件事情是不可能的。
There's nothing that is impossible for the Lord Jesus.
他们一直强调主耶稣有能力，他们一定可以，他们主耶稣一定可以带领他们这个以色列国复兴。
And they knew that the Lord Jesus had power, and he could surely revive Israel.
他要当王
，and he would be king.
那跟门徒跟在他后面就是王的左右手。那就是非常风光，是很有荣耀的。
And the disciples following behind him, they will become his trusted advisors, and they will also be glorious.
但是主耶稣却一直在说，他要被戏弄，他要被凌辱，他要被杀害。
But the Lord Jesus kept emphasizing that he will be humiliated and he will be harmed and killed.
当时门徒真的不了解。
But the disciples did not understand.
一直到主耶稣进了耶路撒冷城。
Until the Lord Jesus entered Jerusalem.
哇，当时好多人欢呼喜乐。
And many people cheered.
第十九章
chapter 19,
第二十八节
verse 28,
耶稣说完了这话，就在前面走，上耶路撒冷去了。
And after Jesus had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem.
真的，主耶稣进了耶路撒冷城。
And here the Lord Jesus entered Jerusalem.
那进去的时候，哇，众人欢迎他。
And when he entered, he was welcomed.
我们现在看第三十七节
let's read verse 37.
将近耶路撒冷，正下橄榄山的时候。众门徒因所见过的一切异能都欢乐起来，大声赞美神。
In 37, when he came near the place where the road goes down to the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of disciples began joyfully to praise God in loud voices for all the miracles they had seen.
38节说，奉主名来的王是应当称颂的，在天上有和平，在至高之处有荣光。
38, blessed is the king who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest.
哇，所以当时候，你看门徒觉得说，哇，主耶稣基督他当王，他是和平的君，他在到处都有荣耀。
And here the disciples think that the Lord Jesus is the King of Peace, and He will have glory everywhere He goes.
一直到主耶稣基督，他进去这个时候，已经进去耶路撒冷了。门徒他们还不了解到底主耶稣要做什么。
But until now, even when the Lord Jesus had already entered Jerusalem, the disciples still did not understand what the Lord Jesus is about to do.
主耶稣在要被钉十字架前那个晚上。
And the night before the Lord Jesus was to be nailed on the cross.
我们现在看第22章第14节。
Let's read chapter 22, verse 14.
22章14节。
Chapter 22, verse 14.
时候到了，耶稣坐席，使徒也和他同坐。
When the hour came, Jesus and his apostles reclined at the table.
十五节，耶稣对他们说，我很愿意在受害以先和你们吃这逾越节的筵席。
15, he said to them, I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer.
16节，我告诉你们，我不再吃这个筵席，直到成就在神国里。
And 16, for I tell you, I will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God.
17节，耶稣接过杯来，祝谢了，说，你们拿这个，大家分着喝。
And 17, after taking the cup, he gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among you.
第18节说，我告诉你们，从今以后，我不再喝这个葡萄汁，直等神的国来到。
18, for I will tell you, I will not drink this again of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes.
那这个就是在逾越节那个晚上。
And this is the night of the Passover.
他们本来逾越节，本来他们就是全家人聚在一起，要来纪念神当初怎么样带领他们的祖先离开埃及进入那个流奶隐秘的应许地。
And Passover is where the people get together and remember how the Lord has saved them and brought them into the land of milk and honey.
主耶稣跟他们在一起，这个时候拿起这个杯来祝谢，要他们一起分着喝。
And here the Lord Jesus gathered with them and took the cup and gave thanks and told them to divide among them.
那这个是他们在吃饭的时候他们的杯了。
And this is the cup that they drank when they were having their meal.
这是逾越节的晚餐。
And this is the meal of the Passover.
一直在跟他们讲说，这是最后一次，我从此不再跟你们一起吃筵席了。
And here he emphasized that this is the last time I will eat and drink with you.
要一直等到神的国降临
，until the fulfillment of the kingdom of God.
我才要你们才有机会再跟我一起吃这个筵席的。
Only then will you have the opportunity to eat this feast with me again.
所以路加福音所记载这个一开始的这个祝谢的杯其实不是。我们现在等一下所要讲的圣餐杯。
And here the cup that Luke mentions is not the cup we're about to take.
因为他在跟他们预告说，这个是他最后跟他们一起吃饭的时机。
And this is him telling them that this is the last time he will eat with them.
第十九节说
，In verse 19 it says,
他又拿起饼来祝谢了，就擘开递给他们说，这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们也应当如此行，为的是纪念我。
19, and he took the bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave this to them, saying, This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.
这个地方就是主耶稣，他这个动作很特殊。
And this is a very special gesture by the Lord Jesus.
因为他把这个饼拿起来祝谢之后，他把它擘开，然后就递给门徒说，这是我的身体。
And because he took the bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, and say, This is my body.
是为你们舍的。
It was given for you.
那你们要如此行啊。应当要如此行，为的是要纪念我。
And do this in remembrance of me.
纪念主耶稣的什么
？To remember what of the Lord Jesus.
因为当时候门徒他其实还是不明白到底主耶稣到底他在讲什么。
And here the disciples still do not understand what the Lord Jesus was saying.
就好像说这是一个，就是好像主耶稣做了一个动作，然后跟他们说，你要这样做，记得要这样做。
And here it seems like the Lord Jesus just made a gesture and told them that you need to do this.
但是这个饼，这个无效饼，他说这是我的身体。
But he said this bread, this unleavened bread, is his body.
为你们舍的。
It was given for you.
表示说主耶稣他准备要打破他的身体。
And that is to say that the Lord Jesus is about to break his body.
第二十节说。
Verse 20 it says.
饭后也照样拿起杯来说， 这杯是用我的血所立的新约，是为你们流出来的。
In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you."
这个杯是在注谢的饼之后，他所拿起来的啊，这个葡萄汁。
And this cup is after he gave thanks for the bread, the cup of the grape juice.
他说这个杯是用我的血所立的新约。
And he said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood."
表示这个杯里面是主耶稣流出的血。
And that is to say that this cup contains the blood of the Lord Jesus.
这个血是为你们流出来的。
And this blood is poured out for you.
那这个就是我们说主耶稣所设立的啊，这个圣餐的这个葡萄汁成为耶稣的宝血。
And this is what we talk about the grape juice of the Holy Communion, representing the blood of the Lord Jesus.
这是主耶稣基督他所亲自设立的。
And this is established by the Lord Jesus himself.
所以今天我们在看这一段故事。
So when we look at this story.
这个是一个很特殊的主耶稣的爱的表达。
And this is a very special expression of the love of the Lord Jesus.
当时候门徒他们参加这个逾越节的晚餐。
And when the disciples partook in the supper of the Passover.
特别在路加福音里面，他一直在强调门徒他们根本不知道主耶稣在做什么。
And in the book of Luke, it continues to emphasize that the disciples did not understand this.
因为设立完圣餐之后。
Because after he established the Holy Communion,
第二十四节
verse 24,
门徒又起了争论，中间哪一个可以算为大？
And in verse 24, also the dispute arose among them as to which of them was considered to be greatest.
都已经到最后一个晚上了。
It's already at the last night.
主耶稣他所讲的话，门徒还是似懂非懂。
And the words of the Lord Jesus is still not understood by the disciples.
他们所在意的还是谁是能够坐在主耶稣的左右边。
What they are mindful of is still who can sit on the right hand and left hand side of the Lord Jesus.
你就知道说，主耶稣他基督，他当时候为我们要走上耶路撒冷，他要我们所做的牺牲，他那个意义，当时候到底有多深奥？
And so we can understand now what is the meaning of the Lord Jesus going to Jerusalem and dying for us.
一直到主耶稣他真的被走上，已经被抓了。
Only until when the Lord Jesus was arrested.
他被定了。
And he was nailed on the cross.
那时候门徒他们才看到了。
And then only then did the disciples see this.
可是他们走了。
But they left.
只有几个人他远远的跟着。
Only a few of them followed from afar.
只有一些人他们跟到了十字架的底下去。
And only a few of them followed him to the bottom of the cross.
到最后主耶稣是这样子被钉的。
In the end, this is how the Lord Jesus was nailed on the cross.
路加福音二十三章。
Luke chapter 23.
我们先看三十三节。
Let's read verse 33.
到了一个地方名叫独楼地，就是就在那里把耶稣钉在十字架上，又钉了两个犯人，一个在左边，一个在右边。
33. When they came to the place called the skull, there they crucified him along with criminals, one on his right and the other on his left.
34节，当下耶稣说：“父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。”并钉就拈阄分他的衣服。
In 34, Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they divided up his clothes by casting lots.
35节
35.
百姓站在那里观看，官府也嗤笑他说：“他救了别人，他若是基督，神所拣选的，可以救自己吧。”
And the people stood watching, and the rulers, even sneered at him. They said, "He saved others; let him save himself. If he is Christ of God, the chosen one."
这是主耶稣基督他在十字架上被钉上以后讲的第一句话。
And this is the first words that the Lord Jesus spoke on the cross.
他说：“父啊，赦免他们。”
He said, "Father, forgive them."
他们所做的，他们不晓得。
For they do not know what they are doing.
这个叫做神的爱。
And this is the love of God.
我们今天如果看这个整个过程呢
？If we look at this whole process,
主耶稣基督他知道这个时间到了以后。
And then when the Lord Jesus knew that the time has come,
他心里面很坚定的一直往这个地点来。
And he was very determined to come to this place.
那可是别人不了解。
But other people do not understand.
连他亲近的门徒也不知道，
Even the disciples closest to him,
但是他就是默默的为所有人做出这件事情来。
But he quietly did this for everyone.
这是为什么说这个爱？有时候我们想，我们就会觉得说啊，我们本来是不配的。
And that is why sometimes when we think about this love, we will feel unworthy.
罗马书第五章
，Romans chapter 5.
所以我们举办圣餐就是要常常去想主耶稣的爱。
And so when we hold the Holy Communion, we need to often remember the Lord's love.
罗马书五章。
Romans chapter 5,
第八节
verse 8.
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，他的爱就在此向我们显明了。
And but God demonstrated his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
第九节
Verse 9.
现在我们既靠着他的血称义，就更要借着他免去神的愤怒。
And since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him?
第十节，因为我们做仇敌的时候，且借着神的儿子的死得与神和好，既已和好，就更要因他的生得救。
Verse 10, for if when we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life?
十一节，不但如此，我们既借着我主耶稣基督的得与神和好，也就借着他以神为乐。
Verse 11, not only is this so, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation.
我们从这一段圣经看到，神的爱向我们显明是我们在都还不懂的时候。
And so here from this verse, we can see the Lord's love has been shown to us even before we understood it.
就是主耶稣基督他走向耶路撒冷，他上到哥哥他被钉在那里，为我们流宝血，打破他的身体。
And that is when the Lord Jesus was determined to go to Jerusalem and to be nailed on the cross on Golgotha and to shed his blood for us.
我们今天靠着主耶稣的宝血可以被称义。
And through the blood of the Lord Jesus, we can be justified.
我们可以进到神面前。
That we can come before the Lord Jesus.
我们可以重新跟神和好，然后进一步以神为乐。
And we can be reconciled with the Lord Jesus and be joy and rejoice with him.
这个就是神的爱。
And this is the love of God.
我们今天举办圣餐就是要能够去纪念主的死。
And today we hold the Holy Communion so that we can remember his death.
主耶稣的这样一个很坚定的面向耶路撒冷去。
And here the Lord Jesus resolutely went to set his sights towards Jerusalem.
我们就知道说神到底有多爱我们，我们都还不懂的时候，他就这样做了。
Then we understood how much the Lord loves us. Before you even understand his love, he has done this for us.
所以我们在读路加福音的时候，我们每一章一章一章读，我们弟兄姐妹好好的去思想主的这个整个过程。
And when we read the book of Luke, we need to remember and to think about the whole process the Lord Jesus is going through.
如果是我们的话，我们如果知道有这件事情在我们前面，我们会愿意这样做吗？我们敢这样做吗？
And if we know that this is about to happen to us, will we be willing to do it? Will we be brave enough to do it?
所以什么叫做爱？
So what is love?
这个叫做没有求回报的牺牲，他就是要为我们流血，因为知道只有这样做我们才有希望。
And this is a sacrifice that he made for us without need for any repayment, and how he has died and shed his blood for us.
那我们要领受圣餐以前，
and before we partake in the Holy Communion,
我们要审查自己，要分辨。
We need to examine ourselves.
我们看哥林多前书第十一章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
第二十六节。
Verse 26.
你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。
For whenever we eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
这是我们要传扬主耶稣的死。
This is us needing to proclaim his death.
也就是说，我们要去传达神的爱。
That is to say that we need to preach his love.
这一切他都甘愿为我们做出来的。
And he has willingly done all of this for us.
第二十七节
Verse 27,
所以无论何人不按理 吃主的饼喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身主的血的。
And therefore whoever eats the bread or drink the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord.
所以我们要能够分辨我们现在等一下所领受的是主的身体，是主的宝血。
And so we need to determineThat what we're about to partake is the body and the blood of the Lord.
我们要按理表示说我们要能够配得来领受主耶稣所为我所做这一切。
And we need to receive it accordingly and understand what the Lord has done for us.
那二十八节说我们应当自己审查，然后吃这个饼喝这个杯。
And verse 28 says that we need to examine ourselves before we eat the bread and drink of the cup.
也就是说我们要真的让我们自己来配得领受主所为我做这一切。
That is, we need to be worthy of what the Lord has done for us.
第二十九节，因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体，就是吃了自己的罪了。
In 29, for anyone who eats and drinks without recognizing the body of the Lord eats and drinks judgment on himself.
所以今天我们领受圣餐的时候，我们一定要首先要能够分辨这是主的身体。
And so before we partake of the Holy Communion, we need to recognize this is the body of Christ.
我们审查自己。
And we need to examine ourselves.
按理来吃主的饼喝主的杯。
And to eat and drink of the Lord's bread and cup in a worthy manner.
那这样主耶稣基督他所为我们所 所做这一个救这一切的救恩，就要在我们生命里面、啊、成为一种力量，让我们在他里面，他在我们里面。
Then the,、what the Lord Jesus has done for us will become a strength within us, so that we will be in Him and He will be in us.
因为我们要记得他与神和好。
And because we will be reconciled through Him.
我们要因着主耶稣基督带给我们新的生命而以神为乐。
And we will rejoice with the Lord through this new life He will be given to us.
在末日，我们必要复活。
And in the end times, in the latter days, we will surely be resurrected.
因为我们是有盼望的人。
Because we are people with hope.
我们最后看约翰福音第六章。
And lastly, let's turn to John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章。
John chapter 6.
第五十三节。
Verse 53.
耶稣说，我实实在在地告诉你们，你们若不吃人子的肉，不喝人子的血，就没有生命在你们里面。
And Jesus said to them, I tell you the truth, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, you have no life in you.
五十四节，吃我肉喝我血的人就有永生，在末日我要叫他复活。
54. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day.
这就是主耶稣基督他所为我们留下的这个圣餐重要的道理。
And this is the important teaching the Lord Jesus has left for us.
他借着圣餐所给我们的恩典。
And this is the grace that He will give to us through the Holy Communion.
让我们借着他与神和好了。
And He will allow us to be reconciled with God.
被神称义了。
So that we can be justified.
我们的生命跟他连接在一起。
And that our life will be connected with His.
我们是有永生的人。
That we are people with eternal life.
他把他的肉、他的血给我们吃喝。
And He has given His flesh and His blood for us to eat and drink.
让我们用一个审查的态度，一个很恭敬的心情来领受他所赐给我们的。
And we need to receive it with examination to ourselves, and to with respect what He has done.
一方面也来感念主耶稣为我们所给我们的爱。
On the one hand, we give thanks for the love that He has shown to us.
我们再一次的立志为主耶稣活。
And we need to once again be determined to live for Him.
所以我们圣餐的道理就讲到这里。
And this concludes the teaching of the
Lord. 我们现在要一起来祝谢这个无酵饼。
And I would like to consecrate this unleavened bread.
这个是用面粉。